Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, live from Feinstein's 54 Below's Press Day, and on this mini-episode of Burying It All with Call Me Adam, entitled Burying It Slightly, I welcome back award-winning vocalist Seth Sykes. Seth's show, 2020's Songs for 2020, will be playing at Feinstein's 54 Below on New Year's Eve, December 31st at 7 p.m. We're going to be talking with Seth all about this show. It's so great to have you back on the show. Last time we spoke, you this past September, you were getting ready for your Judy Garland show here at Feinstein's 54 Below. And now you are coming back on New Year's Eve for your show, 20 Songs for 2020.
That's right. 2020 Songs for 2020.
Yes. 20. That's right. 2020 Songs for 2020. I love
that's
it.
That's right.
I love the title.
Thank you.
So, my first question is, now that you're about to ring in the new year at Feinstein's 54 Below, what was the first song you knew had to make it into the show?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the most obvious song that was so fitting for, first of all, it's a New Year's. All the songs from the 20s, it's a brand new year, is Happy Days Are Here Again.
Mm, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But not the sad, slow Streisand version, the original upbeat, up-tempo version.
I love
it. You don't hear it very often.
Right. No, you don't. And so all these songs obviously are 100 years old because they're from the 1920s, about to ring in 2020. How do you feel they relate to today or this new decade we are entering?
It's really what I'm having so much fun doing is, well, first of all, discovering all these songs I never heard from the 20s, and there's so much music from that period because it was such a burst of creativity at that time in American music under Prohibition and after the war. And a lot of these songs I've just tinkering with here and there, just slightly tinkering, and it's funny if you just change a word or two, how they apply to now. So there's a song, for example, called "If I Had a Talking Picture of You," and in the 20s that meant one thing, but now that we have iPhones, it means a completely different thing. And if you put a dirty spin on it, you can imagine the implication of the talking picture
yes.
that you would receive.
Yes. Oh my God, that is great. And I bet in 1920 they never thought that would be what it could become.
I can't imagine anyone would have thought have thought that far ahead.
No, not at all. Not at all. So what did you learn about the songwriters from that time that you feel are similar to today yet different?
Well, the Gershwins were getting started. I mean, this is, might be answering your questions, but the Gershwin, there are some really wonderful early Gershwin stuff. Of course, like Porgy and Bess came later. And Cole Porter as well. But it was fun to see them start to find their voice, to hear them find their style. I think that's kind of exciting. I don't know how it relates to like today's songwriting, but it's fun. And it's also interesting to hear, I discovered all of these incredibly dirty blues songs, like incredibly filthy songs that like you wouldn't allow me to say some of the things they said on this podcast, or they wouldn't let me sing it on stage, I don't think. But you could see also how the blues inspired American music as well, and how the Gershwins and Cole Porter and these songwriters would pick up on that sometimes and insert these double entendres and innuendos to the song. I've had a good time with that too.
That's amazing. I love it.
I'm nobody's baby. Believe me, no.
Maybe I was meant for you, but before he blocked me, he so rudely said, I wish we'd met when you were 22. Oh, nobody wants me. I'm mighty blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a little chance with me? Because I'm no nobody's baby, like I once was. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm trying, I'm crying, I'm lonesome, all my own stuff. I don't mean maybe I'm nobody's baby, 'cause nobody once it was.
We're going to take a quick little break and get a word from our sponsors. And then when we come back, we're going to play a game.
Sounds good.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that, yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy. And now we're back.
Yeah.
So, so we're going to play a game called 20 Things for 2020.
Okay.
Now, due to the interest of time, I'm not sure we'll get to all 20. But if you could list the top five things you want to do in 2020.
Oh, my God. I want to go on five really warm vacations.
I love it.
No. I want to go to Greece.
Okay.
I want to go to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two things I actually want to do this year. I want to perform in London.
Mm.
I want to double my salary. And I want to get in better shape than I've ever been in my life.
Wow.
How's that?
That's amazing. I mean, you're in great shape already, so I can only imagine what level you were going to take
it
to. Thank
you. I'm actually not in great shape right now, but thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to... That's the whole game, actually.
That's the game.
Yeah, that's the game.
Sounds good.
So in September, when you came on the show, you revealed that you practice all your music while riding a city bike. So I want to know, what is something else you can reveal that you've never told before? Because I definitely feel you have more than just that.
I have invented a late night snack. I mean, it's not really invented, but you know, like if you buy like M&Ms at the store, you can spend like $5 on a tiny bag of M&Ms, or at the theater or something. But if you just buy like a big thing of peanuts and like a big thing of chocolate chunks, you can just dip your hand into the chocolate, into the M&M, into the peanuts, and just have your own homemade peanut M&Ms. I've never told anyone that before.
That's incredible. Well, I know everybody listening is now going to go make their own peanut M&Ms. Well, thank you so much for being back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And I know everybody listening is going to come see Seth's show, 1920 Songs for 2020. December 31st, 7 p.m. What better way to spend New Year's Eve than listening to you sing?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of show. CallMeAdam.com.
Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there.